Hello and welcome to the end of year roundup video for 2023. Yes, a whole year has passed. If you're listening to this on the podcast, then you are listening to it. You're not watching it. You can't watch it. You can watch it on YouTube. There will be pictures coming up in just a moment. At the moment, it's just me as a tiny, tiny blob in the corner of the screen. And there we go. There's now a hopefully a blue thing on the screen as well, and hopefully people are getting that. Anyway, for those watching along, enjoy the pictures. Those listening along, be glad you don't have all those messy pictures ruining your day. It's been a pretty big year, and we are all very, very tired. We have recorded for the podcast over a dozen plays. Some of them are shorts, but 10 of them were quite chunky productions, of which we're very proud, actually. So this year we recorded and released, say farewell to 2023. I haven't properly labelled these slides. This is going to be a disaster, I can tell. Anyway, we recorded and released The Tragedy of Iphigenia, directed by Sarah Blake, who also contributed enormously to the Winter Rebels season. And here are some backstage images from that recording. These are, I think, by Minna Pang, has sent them to me. So this is a selection of the cast. This is all standing around microphones, figuring out how to do this in our secret, undisclosed London location. We also recorded in a similar fashion to The Tragedy of Iphigenia here a number of shorter works in London. We recorded twice, I think, Occupation and Idleness. We've recorded The Conceited Peddler, Priest the Barber, and also the 1623 Lord Mayor's Show. These are all still from Iphigenia. Yes, there are a few more on that list, but this is the stuff we've been doing in studio, and hopefully we're going to do more of that next year as well. What else have we been doing? Well, in Suffolk, we did Bosworth Field by Sir John Beaumont. These photos are mostly done by me, on the other side, where these are partly by Simon and somebody else. One's at the top. I don't know who took those photos. It can't be me. I'm on stage, so it can't be me. But this was an epic poem that we recorded live with these wonderful actors and also our experts as well to do a post-show discussion. This was the post-show panel, whereas this was our rehearsal and photos for the show itself. We didn't get as many photos for that as we would have liked, but there's only so much we can do. Then also, what else have we done this year? There was something else. I can't think what it was. Oh, yes, Winter Revels. So we gathered to do 5 plays over a week at the White Bear in Kennington, recording them. And these will all be available on the podcast. These are some shots taken by Simon Nader of this parish. This is from the first couple of days. The cast all looking, going, oh, God, what have we got ourselves in for. Me in the top right hand corner there, I'm basically going, I've just realized that I haven't cast a part and I have to play it. That's literally what's happening in my eyes at that moment, just going, oh, I have to do some acting now. Oh dear. So we did 5 plays. For those wondering about the backstage shenanigans of how these things work, people knew which mic to go to because we wrote it on the floor. That's how much we trust our actors. The wonderful actors that we had, this was the space at the White Bear, where we did Dido, Queen of Carthage. We did Cleopatra. We did Arden of Faversham, directed by Sarah Blake. I did Beware the Cat, which we'll come up to. This was mostly from Cleopatra. The photos are up here. Wonderful cast assembled for all of these. This was for Arden of Faversham. That's Alice looking happy. This was the pre-show to Beware the Cat. As you can see, we're all having a lot of fun, possibly too much fun. I think these were taken by Sarah because Simon had to did the first 3 shows and wasn't able to do more photos from that. This was the pre-show, which was quite fun, if moderately homicidal, which you'll find out more if you listen to the audio version of that, which will be available next year. This is me performing Beware the Cat with many shadows on the wall. Again, I think these were taken by, I'm not sure who took. Maybe Sarah might have been Alex Alexandra. Someone took these photos, and that's, yes, me with cat ears for part of the show. That's my dog barking in the background because they have no interest in video making, and I'm doing this in one take, so tough. And then we also close with the Old Wives' Tale, which was directed by Liza Graham. I supervised three of the shows, but Sarah Blake and Liza Graham helped cover and make those things come to life. Also, Rule Fox really helped us with the music and made those shows come to life. And again, hopefully that will come across in the recordings. On the podcast, we have finally, over the course of this year, cleared or nearly cleared all the pre-plague dramas that we recorded. So The Tragedy of Mariam is out. The Tragedy of Antony is out. The World and the Child, otherwise known as Mundus et Infants, will be out in the new year. That's pretty much done. And we have also released in the last year The Merry Conceited Jests of George Peel. That's produced by Sarah Blake. A selection of dialogues with Liza Graham. We've been doing a number of these and playing around with those. They came out this year. And also Noah's Ark and Noah's Ark play came out too. So we had fun with that. That was, again, produced by Sounds Curious for us specifically. And we had over a dozen, I think, discussing episodes also, thanks to our many guests over the years. Absent this year, these are all the things that have appeared or been recorded or on their way soon. Absent this year, my dog really had better stop barking now. I'm getting quite annoyed. Absent this year, someone's probably come to the door to deliver a parcel. I really have nothing I can do about this because I'm not in charge of the dog today. Anyway, absent this year, though still, I think, on Facebook, but it has been removed from the YouTube channel that put it up. The Ghost of Richard III that I did 3 years ago. Now, I do have recording that will return to the internet soon. So do not worry about that. If you have been looking for it, it is still extant somewhere. It will be returning to the wild world. So that's a lot of the stuff we've been doing. What else have we been doing? Well, we've also been reading a lot of plays for the first time. In our YouTube sessions on Zoom, we recorded most of these over the last year. These will be released next year. This is not an absolute comprehensive list, but Gigantomachia, Norwich Croesus play, Times Complaint, 7 Days of the Week, Periander, Wine Beer. I could read them all. I suppose I should for the podcast version. Let's just say there's a lot of texts we've done readings, first and second look readings, of which you can join us if you so desire. You can join us online, and there are sign-ups forms on the website. You can always join our readings and compliment us. In fact, next year in August, we're planning on doing some really expansive readings over 9 days. We want to do a game at chess. A play that we will be doing an audio version for, but we want to be doing a series of live readings where we mirror the 400th anniversary of the first and last of those initial run of performances done 400 years ago, Game at Chess by Thomas Middleton. So that's a thing. If you're interested in that, there will be a link in the show descriptions for this, for how you could sign up and join us generally to be as part of our regular reading group, or specifically for our attempt to do 9 performances of the same play in a row. That's free and open to everyone. It's not a professional gig. It's just something we're going to do for fun, because we have a very strange idea of what fun is. So YouTube videos to date, we have released 824 videos. We have recorded a better part of 150 more sitting around that will be released over the next year. Most of them are on the screen there. We hope that there will be even more in the future. We are about 500 to 600 plays into our reading list. We have about 900 plays to do, and we have a number to go. 300 odd to go, which we hope to be able to do over the next few years, as we increasingly also do second looks going back to plays that we've already done, and you, as I say, can be part of that. Views: how many people have been listening to us on the podcast and YouTube? Combined views have now passed 100,000. I think we're creeping up to 110,000 across the podcast and the YouTube. And the statistics for our podcast have now returned pretty much to pre-plague levels. It's taken us a while to get back up to the numbers we used to be at. In terms of the words, how many words do you think we have said over the last 3.5 years on the YouTube channel specifically? A little over 7 million words have been read out, not including the words that we make up ourselves. So we've done a lot of words, and there's still a lot more to do. Many thanks to Alan Scott for helping to assist getting scripts in preparation, and as well as everybody else who has also thrown their hand to those. In the real world, not just us, we've done a lot on the podcast, we've done a lot on the YouTube. In the real world, not by us, it's been a really quite nice year. This isn't a comprehensive list, but at the beginning of the year, I was sort of despairing a bit because the previous year, last year, there was only one play really that I knew of that was going on, certainly in the UK. But this year, got to see Michaelmas Term in the US. Night of the Burning Pestle and Arden of Faversham was on. There was a massive Chester Mystery Cycle, a production of Every Man Out of His Humour by Ben Jonson's out, not in. Out of His Humour by Ben Jonson. Lazarus gave us The Changeling. There was An Alchemist by Creation Theatre. Shakespeare did a number of shows. I only off the top of my head remember that they did Robin Hood and Faithful Shepherdess, but I'm sure there were others. They do a lot. Got to see a reading of Musidorus by the Malone Society. And Fair Maid of the West. Finally, the RSC have remembered to do something non-canon. And yet, to come next year, there is a Duchess of Malfi coming, and there is the Maze of Metamorphosis, and there may be many more things to come. So, as someone, in fact, just a minute or two ago said there was something else coming, which I've totally forgotten what it was. So, a lot has happened that we've done, but also the world is waking up again to doing less obvious plays, and that is a delight. More of this, please. I hope these were all successes and encourage you to go and see more things. And not just by us, but by everybody else, because the more of this stuff that happens, the better everybody's shows gets, generally, because you start seeing the interconnectedness between plays, and it's really helpful. So what are we doing next year? What are we doing? What is Beyond doing next year? Well, we don't fully know. We have hopefully lined up a remount of our John Lydgate show in Bury St Edmunds in February. That's still to be some details to be sorted out. But at the Key Theatre, we are returning. We went there with Bosworth Field. We're doing the same again with The Fall of Richard II, another evening of history, drama and literature. And that's on the 11th of April. Tickets are actually £30 and 50p. That image is wrong. And it's going to be looking at accounts of Richard's death and his terrible followers and all the various terrible people during his life. In August, as mentioned, we'll be spending 9 days of online shenanigans. You can see Game at Chess, we've been working on Game at Chess for will be 4 years we'll have been doing stuff on Game at Chess. This it's a never-ending process. But hopefully we'll be doing shenanigans that anyone can join in our Zoom room, but also there'll be a full cast audio adaptation. Precisely how we're going to make that happen is a little up in the air, because we hope to run another Winter Revels in 2024, but nothing is signed yet. And we also hope to run some more live scratch performances, script in hand work of plays that we've already done, all audio adaptations are on the pod. But nothing is set in stone. We also hope to have a more expansive Lord Mayor show for 2024, looking at 1624, but that's still a bit up in the air. We're waiting for some confirmations on that. We'll definitely do something with 1624, but how expansive that will be, we shall see. But of course, the reason why I can't be very precise is we have to ask our patrons what plays they want us to do next year. We know Game at Chess is already on the books. We've got a few others that are sort of slightly, almost on the books. We want to know what people want us to produce. There is a public vote on now, anyone listening to this or watching this video now. There is a public vote as to the plays we will put on the shortlist. But the final choice of the favourite plays will go down to our funders, and then we will see what I can fit in around what was voted for, because, as I say, sometimes it's just down to logistics. We can do one big play that everyone votes for, and then maybe some other smaller things or whatever. And I say, hopefully we'll have enough money to do another Winter's Revels. So if you want, and I'm looking very much out into the people watching this video, listening to it now, if you want more of all the stuff that I've just said, and I hope you agree, it's rather a lot, then join our Patreon, please. If you can drop us a one-off donation, you can also do that on ko-fi.com/BeyondShakespeare. Do that. Every little helps, because we can only keep going if we have the money to make it happen. The Winter Revels was massively uneconomically viable. It only functions because there's additional money in place. The box office was never going to pay for it all. So what we do does cost money. Even the free stuff, even the stuff where we gather people on Zoom, you know, it still costs money to have the Zoom license. It still costs time and money to make those things happen. And we can't do it without online support. If you join our Patreon at patreon.com/BeyondShakespeare, then you get early access to all the podcast releases. You get exclusive things on a Monday. There's a new thing every Monday that comes out exclusively to the patrons. Almost none of that is going to go out into the future. Certainly not in the short term anyway. I mean, it's, it may eventually get repackaged, you know, in 10 years' time. But basically, exclusives are exclusives to the patrons, and a whole host of stuff that is behind a paywall there. And if you can join our Patreon, it means, as I say, you get to choose what we do. We are infinitely bribable. We like being bribed. Please bribe us. So, of course, some of you won't be able to donate. That's fine. If, however, you can share our work, hustle for our work to continue. Just chat to us. Just say, you know, okay, you don't have any money, but you're interested in this work. Maybe you'd like to get involved. Maybe you're a company or a small group who want to do some stuff. Talk to us. We can help. We have materials that we want to share and generally see more stuff happen. We don't have to do it all ourselves. We can help you to make it happen as well. And, you know, you can, if you can share and generally big us up as well as yourselves, then please do. It really does make a difference. And as I say, you can join us online. We're always available. We do several sessions a week when we're in season. And our Zoom sessions on YouTube are free to join. And you can always sign up on the website beyondshakespeare.org, which has all of the videos and all of the podcast releases arranged in various different ways. I'm going to be updating and adding more things to the website. It's a massive job to try and put things in a place so you can find things you're interested in, which is I'm hopefully going to be able to do. That is it for this year. We have done, as I say, so much this year. I hope next year we will be able to do another dozen or so plays for the podcast and other live performances as well. But that is all very much down to you watching or listening to this to support the work we do and donate and help make that happen. I have been your host, Robert Crichton. Thank you for a wonderful 2023. And thank you to all the wonderful readers, supporters, actors, performers, everyone who I couldn't mention because it's just not possible to mention everyone. Everyone who supported our work, thank you so much. You really have made all this worthwhile. Thank you, everyone, and goodbye.